Today's share in the Deer Shoe Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Tes Omud Beis. And we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ezus Hashem are going to be finishing Simen Tof Ayin Aleph today. And we begin actually on the very first words. We're in the middle of the Ramah. In yesterday's share, we discussed eating matzah on Erev Pesach, what you're allowed to do until when, at what point in time. And today we continue with a child. Since a young child who's so young, as the Yerusha footnote number tells us, we're talking here, according to Rav Yashiv Zatzal, about a child that's under 5 years old, he doesn't understand about Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then there is no reason for him to eat the matzah b'teyovo, which is why an adult doesn't have matzah on Erev Pesach. And therefore, in this situation, mutu l'achilu, the Ramah tells us, from the Truma Sedeshin, that you're allowed to feed such a child. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel tells us, but if the child does understand, even though he doesn't ask, so if the child understands, then you shouldn't give him matzah. And this is based upon the Darshinon, v'igadet lebincha b'yomahu le'mar b'avur zeh. So the psukim tell us over here that we have to teach the child because of this you're having matzah. And lo amarti ala b'shosha matzah mar munochel fanecha. And you only tell the child this when matzah mar in front of him. V'mile haben kvar kreisa b'matzah. And if the child's been eating matzah all day, lo shayech lomar bavur zeh. It's because of this that we're eating the matzah. Shenu chidush l'katan. The katan won't understand. He won't see the difference between you're giving it to me now, you're giving it to me earlier today. And therefore, we don't feed a katan that can understand, even though the katan might not have asked on their own. And there's your footnote number 11 tells us that this is even for a child that doesn't ask on his own. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down, Mikomakom imavin kisha omlo, if the child will understand, we need to tell him, even though he may not have the maturity to ask on his own, also la'achilo matzah b'erev Pesach, you can't give him matzah b'erev Pesach. This is exactly the she'eino yodei lishol type of a child. And we'd say, at pesachlo in the Haggadah, we say you have to open it up for him and tell him what's going on. Finally, Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says there's no difference between a boy and a girl. Vein chiluk bein katan l'ktana in regards to this din. Yetzer Hashem will learn in the upcoming siman, Tof Ayin Beis, gam noshim chayavos b'chol ha-mitzvos ha-nohagos b'le'el ha-seder. Women are equally obligated in the mitzvos of the seder, just like a man. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Yudalid, that you can feed this child who doesn't understand, he's below the age of chinuch, kol hayom, all day long. And the Yerusha footnote number 13 says, normally we don't feed a child something that's osur. You're not allowed to feed a child something that's osur, even midirabbanon. If it's osur midirabbanon, you're still not allowed to feed him. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that's only when the item itself is osur. But if it's only osur over here because of the time, like matzah on Erev Pesach, or for example, achila kodem hakiddush, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with the food, it's just not the right time. Or for example, on Yom Kippur, when you're actually feeding the child, it's osur to eat, but you don't have a choice in that situation. So therefore, in all of these situations, there is no issur over here of feeding a child. Even though under other circumstances, we would say you're not allowed to give a child non-kosher food. The Ramah continues and he says, V'yesh no'agin, there is another minhag over here, shelo lechol chazeres b'erev Pesach. Just like we don't eat the matzah on Erev Pesach, so you should eat the matzah b'teyavon, so some have the custom not to eat the morah, the chazeres, the lettuce, the chasa on Erev Pesach. K'dei lechol morah l'teyavon, that one should eat the morah that night with teyavon. And this is brought down by the Sefer, Toldos Odom V'chava. And this is found in the Siv Hei and Chelek Dalet, although I saw in other Mishnah Berurahs that the correct gear over here should be Chelek Gimel. In any event, this is a sefer written by the Rabbeinu Yerucham. There's two parts to it over here. There's the Odom section and the Chava section. Each of them deals with different halachos. The Rabbeinu Yerucham was one of the Rishonim. He lived in 1290 to 1350. In any event, he's often quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah quotes him over here as saying this custom that one should not eat maror on Erev Pesach because you won't be able to eat the maror l'teyavon. However, the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sifkot and Tezvav. He says, "Ve'ein l'minog zetam." He brings out from the Achronim that's incorrect. Why is it incorrect? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Sharei ein hamaror nechol l'teyavon," because we don't eat maror with teyavon. He says, "Adarabba, you're afflicted by the maror, and therefore there is no problem in eating maror on Erev Pesach. Somebody wants to have romaine lettuce on Erev Pesach, gizuntet, you can eat them on Erev Pesach." So why did anybody asr it over here? The Rabbeinu Yerucham is a Rishon. Why did he asr it? So the Shelos Yeshuvas Rab Po'alim, as well as the Kafa Chaim, they both say that the Kavana isn't over here l'te'ovon. It's just that it should be Dover Chodosh v'yochlenu b'chiba. You should have a desire to do the mitzvah, and it should be something that is new, rather than, oh, I just had romaine lettuce all day, so I'm having some more romaine lettuce now. The Ramah continues, and he says, v'chein b'yom Rishon shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, for the Erev of the second night of Pesach, One should also not eat the maror at that time, for the same reasoning that you should have a chiba for the maror on the second night. So don't have romaine lettuce in the afternoon of Erev, the second day of Pesach. And he likewise adds, v'chei noag in kitzah, some have the custom, l'mayit b'achilas matzah b'yom rishon mehay taima. He brings that from the Kobo. Therefore, some people, they'll have their sudas yantiv, but they won't have a lot of matzah. They'll just make the amount that you need to have the suda, and then they won't have matzah the rest of the day, in order that on the second night at the Seder, they'll also eat the matzah l'tayavim. The Shari Tshuva over here, in the bracketed asterisk, tells us, he brings down from the Igros HaRamaz, Le'inyan Sudas Gimel B'Pesach Shechol Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. What happens when the first day of Pesach is on Shabbos? So now, you're going to have Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos, which is the first day of Pesach, but that's Erev, the second day of Pesach. So what do you do for Shalosh Sudas in that situation? So he says, Shei V'Al Tase Odev. He says, in that situation, don't have Shalosh Sudas because you're going to eat the matzah at Shalosh Sudas. It's going to be very close to the Seder. And therefore, Shei V'Al Tase Odev. And he says, Diladi Don, because by us in Chutz La'aretz, have a Erev Pesach. It's like Erev Pesach, which was fake the Yontif Sheni Shogalius. So therefore, we don't have a late Shalosh Sudas. He does say, however, at least have some fruit, albeit a little bit, but have enough fruit over here that you can be Yotze your Shalosh Sudas. Don't eat a lot, because you still want to eat the Sudas Le Yontif B'Teyovon. Then he says, Venira, Mishaino Mavato Mishum Pam. If somebody is very, very medactic and he never misses Shalosh Sudas, and he always has bread at Shalosh Sudas, which is the correct way to have Lecha Mishta Shalosh Sudas. So he says, even in this situation, Rosh Shav Yochmad, he could have a little bit of matzah on this Shalosh Sudas, and Gamir Lahakti Matzah, but if at all possible, have it earlier. And this is really the Halacha L'maisa. People should try and make any time that you have Shabbos, and then that night is going to be Yontif, you should try to have the Shalosh Sudas moved up earlier so that you can eat the Sudas Yontif L'Teyavon. Ramah continues and he says, V'yesh machmirin, oh, there is a further chumrah, shalo lecho peiros, kidei lecho lacharosos leyavon. Some people on a regular, we're not talking anymore about Shabbos over here, we're talking about on a regular Erev Pesach, some people don't have fruits in order that they can have the charoses that night l'teyavon. The charoses contains some citrus fruits, usually apples, and therefore some people would not have the, he says, have the custom not to eat fruits on Erev Pesach. However, the Ramah himself says, V'ein lochosh l'minog ahu, says this minog doesn't have any real bearing. If you look in the second paragraph of Dirshu footnote number 14, he explains over here that the reasoning behind the Ramah saying, She'ein lochosh l'minog, shelo lecho peros, kedei lecho charosis l'teyavon, is explained by the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that the mitzvah to have charosis over here is only to dip the maror into the charosis. And in fact, Adarabah, also lechol harbe mimeno imamor. You're not allowed to eat a lot of charosis in the maror. People don't understand that. They eat a lot of the charosis. That's not right. You can have the charosis during the meal, but you're not allowed to have the charosis with the maror. You're supposed to dip the maror into the charosis and then wipe off most of the charosis. Tzorach l'narosomei olav k'deish olot tevat l'estamo, because you have to have the taste of the maror and not the taste of the charosis. That's why this minog doesn't really have any substance to it, because you're not eating the charosis, therefore you can eat fruits in the afternoon. Then the Ramah continues and says, V'yesh machmirim, there are those that are machmir, shalo lefarer, not to crumble, o lishbor, to break hamatzos b'erev Pesach. Why? Shalo lovo lechol mihem. He brings down for the Mari vial, that you may come to eat them if you crumble them. And the Ramah adds, V'ein lochush gam lezeh. He says, this minog also is not something that we have to be concerned about. And in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim explains, Kivin sheino rogil b'achilas matzah kol hashana, because you're not used to eating matzah yet, so you're probably not going to come and eat these broken pieces of matzah or the crumbled matzah by accident. If I understand the Mishnah Berurah correctly, what he's saying is there's no reason to concern over here that if you have broken or crumbled matzahs, you may put it into your mouth. In any event, the Ramah continues, he says, matzo shenefo kitikno. If you have regular matzos that were baked properly, and then v'yachakach nisparu, but they did somehow break, they crumbled, v'nilosha, and then they became kneaded with wine, b'yayin or shemen, and oil. So this is not called, eino nikreis matzo ashira. This isn't the matzo ashira. Matzo ashira is when you add it before it's baked. Here, the wine or the oil is added after it's baked. That's not called matzo ashira. And in fact, you could be yotzei with this type of matzo at the Seder. And therefore, vasur lachlo b'erev Pesach. He brings down from Ari Bruna that you wouldn't be allowed to go and eat this on Erev Pesach because it is a type of matzo that you could be yotzei with on Pesach night. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yudches, the below nilosha pshita the osur. If you didn't need it, you certainly wouldn't be allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach, because certainly shiotzin b'peruim b'layli dechovas matzah, because the crumbs over here are able to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. You ideally should have a whole matzah, but if you don't, you can be yotzi the mitzvah of eating matzah with crumbs. K'moshe kasav the besin in Tav Samach Aleph, Siv Dal, the Mishnah Berurah, as we've already learned. Sivkot Yutes, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's mixed with wine or oil, so this is true, Bein Shenefes Achar Kach Shenes, whether you rebake it again, or even if it's not rebaked, Bein Shelo Nefes, Veroz Lecho Kamoshi, you're not allowed to do this because you could fulfill your eating of matzah at the Seder, Bidyevet at least with this, and therefore you can't eat it on Erev Pesach. Dishu footnote number 17 brings down, likewise, v'cheinim erev beitzim uchadoma im kemach matzah v'osom uga. Likewise, if you have matzah meal over here that you mixed with eggs and you made it into cookies, Shelus Shuvas Olud Sion says, also li'ochlu merev Pesach. You can't eat this on Erev Pesach, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashav Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Shlomo Zalman explains that since if you were to be koveya suda on this type of a cookie, you would actually be chayat to say hamotzi and bench on it. Ein odome, this is different than knedloch, shenech shavim tafsho. They're a cooked dish and you never would wash and say benching on it, you'd make a mazonos and an alamichya. Also, the opinion of the Shevet Halevi, sheniru lahachmir b'zeh, one shouldn't eat these cookies on Erev Pesach. Finally, schnitzel, the person that makes a slight crumb, matzah meal crumb batter over here. So Vayashiv says also, if there's a very small amount of oil added over here, and you're only doing this not to have it burn, so ein l'ochlo b'Erev Pesach, then you shouldn't eat it on Erev Pesach as well. Mishnah Berurah continues, Sivkot and Chofen explains that this isn't called matzah shira. Why? Delon is batla mimeno shei matzah yedezeh, by just having some oil or wine on it, even if you bake it again, it doesn't become matzah shira. It still is regular matzah. And albeit, it's not proper that you should fulfill your mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Seder. Lefi ma'ashin is bor le'el b'sim kuf samaches mishnah berurah sivkot nuntes ayin sham. We learned this already previously. Nevertheless, one shouldn't go and eat it on Erev Pesach. Plus, the gam lochush, you do have to be concerned. That's why you're not eating it on the night of Pesach. The gam lochush liyesh mishom the gam zeh b'chlal matzah shira. Because there is an opinion that says it's matzah shira, and that's why you can't be yotzi with it on the night of Pesach. But we go, so to say, l'chumra both ways. We don't let you be yotzi with it on the night of Pesach at the Seder, but don't eat it on Erev Pesach because it really isn't matzah shira. But that, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'chol zeh b'shelo bishla, that's if you did not go and cook it. Avol, in bishla, if you cooked it, but if you made it into knedlach, so you take over your matzah meal and you make it into knedlach, or matzah v'vushelis b'kli rishon, or you make matzah that is cooked in a kli rishon, that mutu liochlo kodim shor asiris, that's absolutely not able to be yotzei the seder with, so therefore that you could eat before shor asiris, before the 10th hour of the day, because dezeh bevadi lo mikri matzah, that is not called matzah, ukidu mavora b'simen tov samachal, as we already learned. The issue footnote number 21 tells us, however, the Shaar HaTzion says, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the Rambam is very strict on this, and he's even also lecho matzah mevushelis b'Erev Pesach afilu kol mashor asiris, and it's mashma that that's the gross opinion l'maisa. Le'inyun matzah mevushelis b'Erev Pesach shol b'Shabbos, when you have Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos, and then you have the problem of shalosh shudis, so the Shaar HaTzion says that the Chayyadim brings down shiyochol l'kayim suta shlishis with matzah mevushelis. In that situation, we might let you use the knedlach for suda shlishis. However, mikol makom hamogin avrom kosher sheinogin kain. We shouldn't do that. Finally, Dershu footnote number 22 brings down v'tavshil sheirvu bo rak ma'at kemach matzah b'ofen shein mevorchin lo barim minazonos. If you're only putting a very small amount of the matzah meal over here, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down shemut lochlo afli achar ashoasius, that you could actually eat after the 10th hour because it's not really considered matzah in any way, shape, or form because you put in so little. Usually, I'm guessing, the reason that he's saying over here that you don't make a bari min mazonos on it is because it's put in there for consistency. It's put in there to make the consistency of the food a little thicker. And in that situation, you don't make a bari min mazonos. And in that situation, you're not doing it for the taste. And therefore, it's not considered matzah in any way, shape, or form. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Im hischa lecho kodem shor asiris, if a person ate beheter before the start of the 10th hour, he's eating the matzah shira, umashcha sudasu adalaila, and this meal keeps on going, and now it's nighttime. So what's the halacha? So dino kemo b'shabbos, so sushar yom tovim. The same halachas apply when you started the meal on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. The same halachas apply over here on Erev Pesach. And this was discussed and will be discussed again, shenisbar simen reish ayin aleph sif vav. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nechaf Aleph, Hainu Matzah Shira. We're talking about eating Matzah Shira, and you're eating it before the 10th hour, which is allowed, according to the Mechaber. It says you can have Matzah Shira. Of course, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah Berurah, since we follow the Ramah, who says you're not allowed to have Matzah Shira, most of this, with the exception of a very sick person or an older person that is allowed to have Matzah Shira, none of these dinim apply. So therefore, the Mishmur says, "Rosh Lomar." What the Mechaber is telling us over here is, "Dav sheyischol b'mizman hetu." Even though you ate the matzah shira, according to the Mechaber, you're allowed to, and you ate it before the start of the 10th hour when you're allowed to. Mikol makom tzorich lahafsik. One has to stop. Rak ad bein hashmashos. You have to stop before night. You have to stop eating it when it's becoming the time of the bein hashmashos. So right after the shkia, you have to stop eating it, and then v'yachakach tzorich lahamtin ashiv v'adei light. Then you have to wait an additional period of time until it's v'adei light. Nighttime, Laila. Commotion is born, Simon Tafai Vez, we'll learn the Mitzvah Shem in the next Simon. And then, Uparis Ma'apal Shulchan, then you put out the tablecloth on the table, Umakadish, and you make Kiddush. Vizel Shukosav and Chaber, Dino Kamobi Shabbos, that's why he meant it's like Erev Shabbos is the same over here as Erev Pesach, Erev Yontif, because that's the exact halacha when you ate a meal, Beheter, on Erev Shabbos, that you have to stop, put out the tablecloth, and then make Kiddush Friday night. So to over here, you put out the tablecloth and you make Kiddush for the Seder. According to the final psak of the that you wouldn't have to go and make another bari priya gofen if you made one on Erev Shabbos and now it's Shabbos, you just have to make kiddush. So then over here as well, im shosa yai mitchilo, you had wine on the Erev Pesach suda b'socha suda and you made a bari priya gofen and on tzorach lazul levarach birchas hayayin rak kiddush levad, then you wouldn't have to make another bari priya gofen, you would just make kiddush mekadish yisrov yasmanim v'yachakach omer hagoda kinog, then you go and say the rest of the hagoda. When you reach the meal, so you're already washed. So you varach rak alachilas matzah v'lo hamotzi. You don't have to make another motzi. You have to make achilas matzah, but you don't have to make another hamotzi. Kivin shuv b'sal chasuda, because you're in the middle of the meal. If you have bread, you don't have to make another hamotzi. However, he says nowadays Ashkenazim ochin lefi minhageinu shemavarchem al kol kos v'kos. We make a separate bracha on every kos. Mishum the kol kos v'kos mitzvah v'fnei atzmi, each is a separate mitzvah. V'tiknu chazal bracha aleim, and we make a separate bar priya gofen in each kos. So then nira dafilu bazet tzorich levarach al kol kos v'kos. And then even if you made a bar priya gofen in Pesach in erev Pesach in the afternoon, you'd have to make another bar priya gofen now. V'lo miftar b'meshaberach mitchila al yain besuda, and we don't consider this yain in the suda that your first bar priya gofen was patrit. Furthermore, however, according to the Ramah, Leel and Simon Tov Memdala, which we've already learned, the Ein Nogin Lecho Matzah Shira Afilu Erev Pesach. We Ashkenazim do not eat Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach, with the exception of very sick people. So Lo Shayach Klal Kolikar Dinan Ruchaber. None of this applies because we don't eat Matzah Shira. The Hari Lo Ochal Pas Mitchila. There's no way that you ate over here Pas Mitchila. You didn't have Pas earlier. Lo Shayach Lomar Hitzchel Suda, and therefore you can't have started your Suda. The issue footnote number 26 again points out, as I already said, in regards to a chola or a zokain, so we already learned they would be allowed to, so these dinim would apply to them. Then the Ramah tells us a very interesting thing. He says, person should go and wash and cut his hair, his beard, on Erev Yontif, the lilbosh begodim noim kamo Shabbos, and dress up in very nice clothing, like Shabbos clothing. And he says, ayin le'el, and simon reish samach, and reish samach beis, with these dinim are discussed more. The Mishbor over here says, in sivkot and chav beis, this is talking about acha chatzos, after chatzos, yelich le'beis amerechos, go to the bathhouses, they didn't have their own private bathrooms, and therefore they went to the public bathhouses, v'yitbol, and go be tovo yourself, l'chvod regel, in order to make yourself clean for the yontif. A person should go and learn the hilchos of Korban Pesach. Unfortunately, about Avsein Rabin, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We can't bring the Korban Pesach. So at least learn the laws of the Korban Pesach. Read about the Korban Pesach, and it's like you fulfilled it. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the Shalom has a whole seder over there, what a person should say. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and says, "V'in marvin or avil be'erev Pesach. If a person is unfortunately an avil, we don't do a suza havara for the person on erev Pesach." The issue footnote number 27 brings down in the second paragraph. You have to bring wear nice clothing like on Shabbos. He says in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down that big day yontif are nicer than big day Shabbos. So the Machzik Bracha explains the name of the Avodah Sagefen that the Ramah is telling us over here, Shetzorich Lelosham Mibod Yom Kimol Lefnei Shabbos. Just like you wear your Shabbos clothing on Erev Shabbos, so too you're wearing your special Yontif clothing, you put them on Erev Yontif. Then he has an interesting scenario. What happens when Yontif is on a Sunday? So you're wearing your Shabbos clothing. So how do you put on your Yontif clothing? So the Kaf HaChaim brings down, Big Day Shabbos Lo Yachlif LeBig Day Yontif B'Shabbos Somuch L'Chashecha. You can't take it off right before Shabbos is over and put in your Yontif clothing, because it looks like you're preparing from Shabbos to Yontif, which you're not allowed to do. So what should you do? Yul B'Shem Mibod Yom, put them on Shabbos afternoon, and have them also L'Kovit Shabbos. Or put them on after Shabbos is over, and when it's Vaday Laila. Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down the name of his holy father, the Stipler Gon Zatzal, Sheish Lovosh Hasbid De Yontif Krami Erev Shabbos. He says, in that situation, better to go put your clothing on on Erev Shabbos. So it doesn't look like there's any zilzul over here that you're changing from your Shabbos clothing and putting on your Yontif clothing on Shabbos. That would be a denigration of Shabbos. With this, we conclude Siman Tov Ayin Aleph and today's shir.